Yo,
this shit was giving me a problem trying to connect, but here we are.
Wait, really?
Yeah, it was like, how are you refreshing your page? And I was like, what?
The fuck?
What?
I'm weak. Yo, it's been a while since we did this together.
I know. It's been a hot ass minute.
It really has. I'm so tired. And I fell asleep bad early.
You're just tired. You just need a long nap.
I do, but I got shit to do.
Facts.
I need a vacation. ASAP. But you wanted to come here to talk about your manager, I guess?
Yep.
So, how's your new manager?
So, okay. I've been working there for 2 months, right? And so, this isn't his, like, main, like location.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, he just came there to, like, I guess, to, like, fix some things that needed to be done around the store. So, they sent him there on, like, they just gave him, like, a little project, right?
Yeah.
But, like, so he's been there for a while before I got there. And it was cool at first. Like, I thought he was funny. And after a while, though, it started to get annoying. Like, because I'm good. Like, if you want to teach me something, go ahead, right? But after a while of, like, you keep on, like, interjecting and, like, micromanaging. And it's, like, it's more than just micromanaging. But imagine someone constantly micromanaging you. Like, you're trying to help the customer, right? You're trying to help the person in front of you. And that person's right next to you doing the same thing. But then they interject and make it seem like you don't know what you're doing.
Oh, I hate that.
And it's like, it's come to a point where it's like, you're making it seem to the customers like I don't know anything. Like, at first it was fine because I didn't know. But now it's like, I'm not asking you for help anymore. I know what I'm doing to a certain extent.
And then Oh my God. I was so annoyed about that shit yesterday. Yo, I just had my composure. I'm like, this is a serious field, but if you teach me something, I ain't stupid. Like, you trained me for a fucking reason. Why do you have to keep repeating the shit or make it seem like I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do?
So then, yeah, exactly. So then, like, he interjects, and, like, the person who I'm helping just start looking at him like, what the fuck? And it's like, I'm always there, and he keeps on making it seem like no matter how long I'm there, like, I'm fucking stupid. Like, I'm there 5 days a fucking week. I've been there 5 days a week for, like, 2 months already. You know? So, he goes off and, like, he makes, like, these snarky, like, condescending comments. And, like, you know how people do, like, that, oh, I'm gonna be mean to you, but you know I don't mean it? But, like, he overdoes it. And, like, at first it was funny, but it got old real quick.
Mm-mm.
So he'll tell me, like, get the fuck out of my store. Why the fuck are you still here? God kill me. God shits in my dinner again. Because I'm closing
the fuck?
Or I open with him. And it's like, it was funny at first, but it's old now. And
it's getting boring, the fuck?
Yeah, like, just be a decent-ass human being and talk to me. Like we were just working. But, like, he always has something to say. And then, like, just last night, like, a woman came in with her dog. And the dog is, like, super friendly. All I did, I wasn't even going close to her dog, but, like, it's a small, like, space. So I said hi to her dog, and her dog got happy and, like, started jumping on me. And I was just like, me, you baby, right? And here comes Carla looking for some attention again.
The fuck?
Right, right. And I'm just like, I told him, like, bro, I don't ask for attention, you just give it to me.
Oh, wait. He probably has a crush on you.
No, and the whole thing is, he has a girlfriend. So I don't think that he has a crush on me. I just think that, or I don't know.
Just because he has a girlfriend don't mean he can't have a crush on you. It sounds like he is, because it sounds like, you know, when you, like, in kindergarten or, like, first or second grade, and your crush pushes you and teases you type of shit. It sounds like it.
Yeah, at first I thought that was it, but, you know, then I'm just like, oh, he has a girlfriend. But then, like, I don't want to think that everyone who's mean to me likes me, because if you like me, you should.
It's not everyone, but it's just, if he's only doing that shit to you, I should be thinking.
I don't know, but then he says that, oh, I'm going to bully you so that when the new manager comes, you'll like them better. Like, I'm making it so, like, you don't miss me. He says that to, like, me and this other person that works with me.
Bye-bye.
That's what she said.
Bye-bye, the fuck?
He's crazy.
Oh, hell the fuck no.
And he'll, like, yo, he has a girlfriend, right? But he takes super special sweet time with, like, white girls and Asian girls. And I'm just like, bro, I know.
Oh, well.
That.
I don't know.
And then, like,
I would have thrown something at his head by now. So
I spoke over with it with, like, a few other people, and they're like, yeah, he gives super special attention to, like, Asian girls. And I was like, I know!
I can't.
Like, yesterday, he gave a woman a whole ass seat to do her notary.
I don't know.
A whole ass seat. Then he started telling us, like, because the other manager was there, and he was telling him, like, I wouldn't do that because it's not realistic that you're going to come over here for a notary. I'm going to sit you down like it's some kind of office. Like, they're going to expect that all the time, so it's not realistic. And he tried to, like, give excuses like, oh, I gave her a seat because she was tired. She just had a baby. She's going through a divorce. And I'm just like, you do this all the time, though. It's not, like, a one-at-a-time thing. Like, he takes his... he took an hour with that woman.
Mm-mm. Like I said, I would have thrown some shit at his head.
Mm-mm. And then, like, for a whole Saturday, I was working with him. And, like, he kept on doing that interjecting thingy. And, like, I told him, like, can you mind your business? He's my manager, but, like, he ain't my manager for long. Like, mind your business. And he's always, like, quote-unquote playing, so I'm playing too. Get out of my fucking business, bro. And it's, like, I don't hate him, you know? I just think that, like, he's, like, 100% play mode all the time. And, like, he's very condescending, obnoxious, and annoying. And it's very irritating.
Mom, you know I get irritated really quick, so.
I have a lot of patience.
I don't. I really don't. Like, I say I do, and some certain stuff I am, but, like I said, if you training me, and it's been already 2 months, and it's, like, the simplest shit, I don't need you to be on top of me. And I hate when they say, oh, yeah, if you have any questions, just let me know. Okay. But you still do it. I'm like, yo, if I didn't know it, I would have asked you, like you said. The fuck you telling me this once, twice, and then interject and seems like I don't know what I'm fucking doing.
And then, like, one time I was talking to this girl, and I was trying to tell her, like, oh, I'm not sure how to do that. Before I could even get the chance to ask, he's like, oh, you didn't know how to do something and you didn't ask me? Like, yeah, I would have asked you if, like, during the whole time I was talking to this person, you didn't come and start being a fucking rude ass talking about, oh, so you're not minding your business. And I was just like, and neither are you, because you're minding me, minding someone else's business. So, I mean...
I'm weak. He's doing way too much. But I like my new job, though. It's just some certain people sometimes get under my skin, and it's just like, ma'am, you're cool.
Bro.
But it's like, you already taught me these things. If I forget or I need you, I will ask you. But if I didn't, then no. Like, we have this thing where, like, we have, like, we make a paper of, like, people who need to do certain criterias or requirements for their, like, insurance of the end of the year shit. If their name is not there, definitely not gonna take it. She's like, yo, you forgot to bring this to this person. I'm like, and this was yesterday. I was like, huh? She's like, yeah, this person is here. I'm like, are you sure? She's like, yeah. I'm like, okay. Mind you, we have a lot of people that have the same name and sometimes the same last name. So I double checked because I know I was tripping. Like, this person was not here. What the fuck is she talking about? So we have a list of the people that are registered. And she swore they were there. I'm like, okay. So I double checked. It was a patient with the same first name and the last fucking last name. It's different, like, last name and shit. And I'm like, ma'am. Yes. Ma'am, do you know how to read? Oh, yeah, but she was here in this. I'm like, where do you see her fucking last name? Because I know it's not Mendez. They don't sound the same, right? Okay. But she swore, and she was doing that shit in front of the, you know, the doctor and shit. And I'm just like, so you're trying to make it seem like I don't know what I fucking do, and you trained me. So you gonna be the bad one, because at the end of the day, you was the one that trained fucking me. The fuck?
Yeah, no, when I try to help people, when they say, quote-unquote, train somebody, I never act like I know better than them. Like, if they could correct me, I'll admit that I'm freaking wrong. Like,
I'd be like, oh, okay.
I'd be like, oh, shit, my mistake, my bad, you're right.
Yeah, but it's like, yo, you trained me, bro. You the one that taught me this, bro. The fuck is gonna look back at you? Because if they ask me, I'm gonna be like, she taught me, and this is what she taught me. Why would I, like, the fuck? And then on top, being on top of you, like, oh, don't forget to do this, that. We missed one name out of, like, the hundreds we did. She started throwing a fit. Oh, you guys need to pay attention. I'm like, first of all, we're doing X, Y, and Z. You're just in that little office doing whatever you're doing. You could at least come and check and help us, because I'm translating. I'm talking to the doc. I'm talking to the patient. I'm doing XYZ. Like, come on. This is why the doctor sometimes gets upset. Like, I notice he gets upset that I'm doing something else when he needs help with the translating. And it's like, you need to tell your other girls to do it. Like, the fuck? I can't be doing four things at once.
I feel like people who speak another language should get paid more.
I think so, too. But, you know, that's not how it works. So.
This is something that y'all didn't teach me.
Yeah.
So you're requiring of me. So y'all start paying me for that.
And this is another thing that got me really upset. And it's like, it's really the simplest shit you need to think, like, oh, yeah, that's right. So, you know, there's different types of fucking wording in Spanish.
Yes, and everyone speaks differently.
Yeah, everything is different. Like, I think in Dominican, for the burnt rice, the crispy rice, is basically con con. And fucking Puerto Rican is pegao. So it's like, okay, you need to keep that in mind. If you do not know Spanish, don't speak on it.
And don't make comments on it if you don't know.
Don't comment on it.
Yo, my manager does that, wait, bro. Manager does that.
So wait. There was this this lady came in and she was telling me about some certain issue that she had. She said a word that I'm like, huh? Never heard of it a day in my fucking life in Spanish. But she's Salvadorian. And I'm like confused on what the fuck she was saying to me. I'm like, I don't know what you're like trying to tell me. This man goes, oh, are you sure you know Spanish? Excuse me?
And this person is Salvadorian?
No, it wasn't the patient who said it. I can't say the name who said it, so I'm gonna just keep it quiet because, you know, I'm still working there.
It was the patient or the worker?
It was someone. Just let's keep it as someone.
Did this person know Spanish? Like, fluently?
No.
Oh, okay. So, are you sure you know Spanish? Like,
so I looked at him and I was like, excuse me? He's like, yeah, do you know Spanish? Because that's not how it... I'm like, first of all, I'm gonna just keep my mouth shut because you know my mouth gets me in trouble all the time. So I was like, can you repeat it? She's like, and then she's showing me, and then that's when I realized, okay, so she means discharge, descargo, which is in my fucking Spanish word. And he's like, oh, okay. So I literally had to tell him, I'm like, first of all, don't come at me with my Spanish. I'm fucking Dominican. I speak that shit fluently. I was born there. That's all I speak. But you cannot compare different Spanishes. Every language has different fucking meanings. And you can't know all of them. Like, the fuck? Like, so I'm gonna need you to relax on that.
Everything's Spanish, but it's not the same Spanish.
Exactly. Every fucking country has a different meaning for different things. Like, get it together. Like, I was so pissed. I was just like, excuse me? I'm like, let me not... this is a new job, Kat. You can't get in trouble.
If I say tú tienes un pinche, what do you think that I'm saying?
Yeah. Like a pincho?
Yeah, a pinche.
A pincho?
Yeah.
Well, that can mean a lot of things because a pinche could also mean like the chicken skewers or something for your hair.
Mm-hmm.
I need context.
But when I say tú tienes un pinche,
you're mad.
That's so crazy because if I say tú tienes un pinche or like a moño, you're gonna think, oh, okay, do you have like a clip or like a hair tie?
Like I said, everything like you is the way you say it sometimes, and then just like the same word that you know is probably a different word in another country.
Exactly.
And it's Spanish. So and it's all like Spanish.
Yeah, because Mexicans say like pinche pendejo.
Mm-hmm. That's a different, there's a lot of meanings to that.
Is that exactly what I'm saying? Is that like some people call people things like, I think there was another, it doesn't cake mean something else.
I don't know. All I know is I got mad that day.
Biscocho?
Yeah.
Like
pastele.
Yo. But what I'm saying is that, like, it's not always the same. And they should know that. Well, they
but if you don't know, my thing is, if you don't know Spanish or the language of Spanish, you don't need to comment on anything.
Exactly. And you don't
that's need period. To
tell people, do you know this is not?
Because you clearly have me there for a certain reason. Like, the fuck?
Like, did you know what the word was? I didn't think so.
But yeah, that shit got me pissed off. Like, I love all my coworkers and I love my boss. They're mad cool. Like, but it's on certain things. It's just like, y'all really don't have common sense for this. Like, we have phones, right?
Right.
On us all the time because, you know, they're calling back and forth. Got it. But if I see you just chilling and I'm doing something and I can't pick up the phone, why are you telling me, guys, pick up the phone? If you could tell me that, I think you can pick up the phone. Am I right or wrong?
You're absolutely right, because...
Like, you clearly see me dragging the fucking, the vital card. And I'm trying to do stuff with other people. You hear the phone clearly. You say, can you guys pick up the phone? But I see you. Like, I literally see you do what you're doing, and you're not doing nothing.
Yo,
but you're telling me to pick up the phone.
How does that work? My manager will go, like, I'm helping a customer. And, like, we're standing in the same place, right? And he's, like, actually standing next to something. And instead of doing it, he'd be like, can you do this? Like, can you? Because it looks like you can. And I know you know how to do it since you're Mr. Know-It-All. So, can you do it?
That shit, yo, that shit pisses me the fuck off. And it's, like, I double check what they're, like, when I go back and forth, I see what they're doing. And it's, like, I'm translating. And I have to stop translating, which makes him more mad. Because y'all didn't pick up the phone. But when I see and I go see what y'all doing, y'all ain't doing nothing. Well, probably the other one is on the other line. I get that, whatever. But if the other one is in the front doing nothing, why can't you pick up the phone? Like, I'm translating, and that makes him mad.
Because some people want to offload their personal fucking duties to other people, especially if they're new.
Yeah, and that's not how it works. And that's why I kept like, yo, can you pick up the phone? Exactly. I'm doing something right now. And then she gets, I don't even know if she gets mad, but that's not my problem. Like, he gets mad because I gotta pick up the phone because certain people don't want to pick it up. And they're clearly not doing anything. Like, if I see you doing something, I heard you. Okay, I'd be like, yo, dog, give me a second. Let me take care of this.
But, like, as a doctor, honestly, I'd have been like, how come you can't pick up the phone?
He can't because he's taking patients. That's the point why we're there for. Because he's taking care of the patients. And, like, he's, like, to be honest, he's the best doctor we have that I've been, like, working with. He brings us snacks, yo. That man brings us mad snacks. He bought a whole box of cup noodles. Yo, that man brings...
My bad, someone called.
Yeah. I was saying, oh, no, the doc in my job, he's really nice.
Yeah, no, I know, but, like, you have to assert, like, you can't be telling the person that's helping me to do something when you're clearly not doing anything. Like, my manager will have me, like, doing
something. And that's just the other girls.
Bro, I can't do, like, you can't work as a team if you're not, like, balancing, like, what y'all are doing. Like, I'm not gonna have you over here drowning when I can help you.
Yeah, and it's just like, yo, you just sit in there. Pick up the phone, I mean, it's like.
Exactly. So, at my job, my manager will, be right next to something. And he won't do it. Like, he'll ask you to do it. Like, he could be on his way to do, to, like, closer to something, and then he'll just, like, ask you to do it. Like,
no.
Just because you're the manager doesn't mean I'm your fucking lackey or something.
I don't know. But now, other than that, I'm fine with my job. I love the thing I do, so. It's just some certain things we need to work on. Because, yeah, no.
This is not fucking it. Well, anyway, this manager is going to be leaving soon. And it's not that I dislike him, but I don't like working with him. I can only handle working with him in doses. I can't...
She said in doses. I'm weak.
I can't just straight on, like, 8 hours working right next to this person. Like, you're not going to catch me out here doing that shit. You ain't going to catch me lacking.
She said, nah, boy. Well,
Yo, wait, did the update for Animal Crossing come out yet?
I think it's tomorrow.
Yo, someone fucking tried to, like...
Yo, someone's literally for the... There's a Halloween event in for European Animal Crossing. And I'm like, yo, why is European, like, having the, like, the lit-ass fucking shit? They had fucking Jack for Halloween. And you had to give him candy. And he will give you his outfit. Like, a whole pumpkin head with his purple robe.
Hold on. Pause. We're not going to talk about how you missed Halloween last year and you could have gotten that, so.
Oh, bitch, I didn't know.
I have his robe. I actually have two robes. You want one?
Sure.
I have two pumpkin heads. I gave him all the candy last year.
I didn't. What was I doing? No, I was having a mental breakdown.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was having a mental breakdown. But I can't wait for the new update shit. I'm being in that cafe every day.
So, my friend is streaming. Her name is Catzilla. I met her through Richie, which is my boyfriend. And she's going to be streaming, and she's going to be playing so everyone could see the new updates for Animal Crossing. So...
I was going to do that, but I already have, like, four different videos I have to, like, edit and upload for the new channel.
Right.
So I was like, yeah, this is a maybe. And especially that day I'm working and then I have class and then I work the next day. So that's a whole dub because I'm going to be, like, a zombie.
I have a lot going on.
I just have a lot of classwork. And my teacher's like, yeah, I get that you're working in, you know, the medical field. That's fine. You could just do the classwork. But, sir, do you really have to give me 4 to 5 pages?
Like, I guess he's like, I have to give you the same work I'm giving everyone else.
Like, I don't mind, but damn, every fucking day, the fuck? Nah. And one thing that bothers me is like, yo, I get so annoyed because I have Mondays and Tuesday. I have psychology and I have medical terminology. So I'm like, all right, I put that shit in my calendar. I already know when to go. Why do I always get an email on my school email talking about, hey, you missed class for college reading? Mind you, it's Monday. I have this bitch Thursday.
So how did I miss it?
I'm like, excuse me, ma'am. I don't have you. She's like, yes, you're on my schedule. For fucking Thursday. We're in Monday. What the fuck are you talking about, ma'am? She had a double, like, and I went, we had a school meeting on Zoom. And I was there, and she's like, oh, yeah, you missed my class a lot. I'm like, do you double check who you have? Because clearly you don't. My schedule does not say I have you on Monday. I have two classes on Monday. I have you Thursday. The fuck are you talking to? Like, what are you talking about? She had a double take. Mind you, my advisor was there, and she double checked the schedule, and she saw that I'm on Thursday. I'm like, so who the fuck are you, like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you don't see who you fucking have? Clearly not, because you keep fucking emailing me every week talking about, hey, you have this class at this time today. Mind you, I have you Thursday, and it's Monday. And it's every fucking week. And I'm just like, yo, can you stop sending me messages when I don't have the class for you? But when the teachers that I do have class don't even send me the fucking shit. Like, it just make no fucking sense. I deadass thought I was Boo Boo the Fool, like, looking like, what, is it Thursday? Is it me, Jesus? It has to be me, Jesus, because clearly this lady keep, and I had a double take, because I was like, yo, it's Monday, so why the fuck is she emailing me talking about, oh, you have class at this time today? Ma'am. It's Monday. I wish it was Thursday, I wouldn't be going to work, the fuck? I would have been in my motherfucking bed the whole day. Fucking idiot. My advisor just laughed at her dumbass. I'm like, now who looks stupid? Fucking. And then my fucking psychology teacher. We have this thing called Mind Tab where they put like activities and it's part of your grading shit. I was like, cool. All of my teachers' classes, fine. Except for this motherfucker. So I go on it, on clicking, and I'm like, it says like launch something and it's like red. And I'm like, sir, it doesn't work. He's like, yes, it works. You just need to click on it. I'm like, oh no, really? Like, I've never thought about that before. So he goes on and another student tells him, I'm like,
I told you, bitch.
Mind you, we in Zoom and I'm just looking at him. I literally, yo, I'm this petty. I didn't have my camera on. I had the phone, a photo of me on. And I was so petty that someone said something. I turned my camera on and I was like, oh, really? It don't work for you.
That's crazy because that's what I just said.
This man had a double check because I'm like, yo, it literally, when you click it, sometimes it just has like the red thing that says launch or else. And then sometimes it will go on, but it says this teacher did not provide no activities yet. Okay, so whose fault is that? Because clearly it ain't mine. I ain't the professor. He felt tired. Now we have to do fucking 3 weeks of work because his dumbass didn't want to believe that it wasn't working.
I'd have been like, nah, you can do it yourself.
I was like, yo, I'm paying you money to help me with this fucking shit. And you sucking ass too. I don't know. Who the fuck is doing all that noise? But yeah, like, it just make no fucking sense. Like, I'm paying you money. Like, how does it make sense? Oh, you need to double check because it works.
You need to double check because you're not the one doing it. How do you know if it works?
He's like, oh, you can share your screen. I was like, hell the fuck no. I got important shit in there that y'all cannot see.
It. You could share your screen. You could share. Why the fuck?
This shit it don't work. What the fuck I look like? He had me fucked up. That's why I just sometimes don't go to his class and I just do the classwork. Because it be giving me a whole headache and I don't got time for it. But yo, they already put everything up for Christmas. I'm just like, yo, Halloween was like a couple of days ago. I'm dead ass.
I was in the store looking for spooky stuff. All I saw was fucking Christmas trees.
Yeah, bro. Between last week and this week, and I'm like, I see one of my coworkers just like walking back and forth. And she has shit in her hand. I'm like, what the fuck is she doing? So we had like there was like not much patient that day. So I'm like, oh, let me go to the front. Because I also had to do some stuff in the front. I see a whole tree with ornaments and lights. And I'm just like, Christmas is not until a whole ass month. Halloween was like a couple of days ago, ma'am. And we have Thanksgiving. So y'all just gonna miss Thanksgiving and just go straight to Christmas? How does that work? She's like, yeah, because I want to make everything happy and shit. I'm like,
I was happy with Halloween.
I was perfectly fine with Thanksgiving because it's food.
Facts.
And that's some crazy shit because everyone forgets about Thanksgiving. Like, there's no Thanksgiving decoration whatsoever. Hence why people go to Christmas. Huh?
Are you working Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving's on a Thursdays. I'm off. But I'm not even sure because apparently they're supposed to have, like, from Thursday to Sunday, they're saying yes, but it hasn't been confirmed. So hopefully I get the weekend off. Because
it's closed on Thanksgiving.
Well, it's on a Thursday. The 26th is on a Friday, which is on Black Friday. And I'm like, yo, ma'am, ain't nobody coming on Black Friday. People gonna be at a fucking store at 12 o'clock in the morning, either sleeping in their house or in a physical store until they open for Black Friday. So, I don't know what to tell you. And on top of that, people are not going to go to a doctor's office on a Saturday. Mind you, half of these people travel to go to their families for Thanksgiving. And especially everybody had a fucking shitty-ass Thanksgiving and they couldn't be near their families last year. People gonna be out and about. Like, this year ain't, nah. They ain't no excuses. People are out and about. People are traveling. Literally, half of my patients were like, yo, I'm leaving for DR next month. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm leaving El Salvador in a couple of weeks. Alright, have fun. Mind you, they're supposed to be coming back for their appointment.
They ain't coming back.
They ain't coming back. I'm like, yo, you. This is the only time you cannot expect people to come back. Either Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. People won't be about and traveling. Like, Hispanics always go to DR.
Where they're from.
Like, literally always somewhere. So I'm just like, I guess we're going to have a free payday, I guess. Because unless it's something serious, okay. But some certain people don't come to their appointments. That's why I sometimes don't bother, like, double, triple calling them. Because it's like, yo, I called you the first 3 times and you didn't answer me. She's like, keep calling. I'm like, that's how you get cursed at.
Like, why do you have to hound somebody to come to the appointment? Like,
it's like what we have is what we have to do, but you know, we get cursed at, and I'm just like,
yeah, because you keep calling my fucking phone like a debt collector.
That's a true fact. It's a damn true fact. Yo, some lady was like, yo, I don't know why you guys called me so much. Like, you called me the first time and I said yes, that's all you need to know. Y'all keep calling me and calling me, and I'm like looking at her like, it's kind of our job, but okay. You don't gotta scream at me. What the fuck? But I get really pissed.
I would have leaned in and been like, miss, they make me do it. They make me do it. I'm sorry. I don't wanna call you.
Yo, and the other day we was working, there's like, I heard like a whole commotion. And you know my fucking nosy ass. I'm like, oh, okay, there's no one here. I don't need to translate. I go to the front. I see my other coworker at the window looking what the fuck was going on. I'm just like, what's happening? She's like, yo, I heard someone had a fucking hammer because this other guy, I guess, hit his car and all this shit. I was like, damn. I missed a good-ass fight.
You stupid.
I needed entertainment. Like, Saturday sometimes is really dead because we only there, like, half a day. And it's like, people don't like to come on Saturdays. I kind of get it. This lady says she liked her bed, but she had to come here. Had to come to the doctor's office. I was like, okay, cool, whatever. So we just like, I'm trying to do as much work as possible so he won't say anything to me. And my other coworker, he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just like singing a song in my head to keep myself entertained. Just keep on singing.
Keep on singing.
I dead ass was singing so many songs in my head because it was so dead. And, like, I really didn't have to do a lot of work. Like, really didn't have to.
I was packing yesterday. And I swear to God, in my head, I was Tory Lanez, bro.
Yo.
I was like, I was like, I got two hoes, white skin and chocolate. So like,
Mine was from Spanish to English to rap gangster to Korean and went back to English.
Yo, I was so bored.
Right?
I was so fucking bored. And then just looking at me because I'm just like nodding my head and then walking around. And he's just like, what are you doing? And the doctor looked at me. He's like, yeah, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just singing a song in my head, try to keep working. If he only knew it was a gangsta ass song. I was dying. And then my coworker in the front, she's like, yeah, keep doing that because if he sees that you haven't done anything, he's going to say something. I'm like, I'm going to keep singing my gangsta song, the foot. Oh, and then another thing. He like, when he comes in, like on a Monday, he brings like mad snacks and like food. He bought a box of like the cup of noodles.
Mm-hmm.
He bought fudge. He bought like toaster strudels. And like every single time I come in, he's like, "Cat, there's food in there." If he sees that I'm not eating, I haven't eaten the whole day. I just had a coffee. He's like, "There's food in the fridge. There in the fridge, and there's a cup of noodles for you to eat." That's just giving me a cue, like, "Yo, bitch, eat." The fuck is you doing? I'll be fucking eating. I'm like, okay, here. I just take a little, they're like little cupcakes, but fudge inside. Oh, that shit is so good. It just melts in your mouth. Oh. And his daughter makes pound cake. Yo. I ate half of that shit. I ain't gonna lie.
Like, y'all not gonna get another piece? I am.
Yo, I ate half of that shit. No, and then, like, the little taquitos, wrap thingies.
Yeah.
He bought some. Yo, that shit lasted only a day because all of us just popped that shit in. It was two each of us. And he went to see if there were left. Yo, he said, damn, y'all really like those. He was like, we was fucking hungry. That's the... We was starving. But he does also order us pizza.
That's nice of him, because, like, when I was at the doctor's office, she didn't give a goddamn care in the world if we ate or not.
Yeah, he's like, we don't get an actual break. Like, you guys typically do, like, a 30-minute break. We have to eat and work at the same time. Because since we have a lot of, like, patients, we need to get through the day. So, all I do is, like, when he's, like, looking at something or working on something, I literally sneak in a bag, take a sip, eat something real quick, and go back to doing what I have to do.
Girl.
Or while I'm working, I'm eating at the same time at the computer. But, like, initially breaks, not. And then when he sees, like, we have been, like, working, like, there's a lot of patients, we haven't had the time to, like, actually, like, sit down and eat something, he literally be telling me, he's like, "Cat, come here. Give this to the front girl." I'm like, okay. And I look at it and it says large pizza. I'm like, this man is heaven. And the fucking slices are like the size of my fucking face.
That's how you treat your workers.
Yeah, and then he's like, no, yesterday he did the same thing. He bought the large pizza. And he's like, "Guys, I'm sorry that I didn't get soda because we have soda in the back." I'm like, "We have Kool-Aid, we have Capri Sun, we be eyes. This pizza is what we needed." But he's really sweet. There's some doctors I used to work for in the low, and they're like very fucking rude that you just want to slap them in the face. Like, just because you got your MD don't mean you gotta be disrespectful to people.
Yeah, slap real quick.
Right. But he's really nice. Like, his family's nice. Like, he brings little little goodie bags for, like, kids, people who have kids and stuff. He does that and brings it all the time. He always goes to, like, Stop and Shop to, like, bring us food and have it there. Yo, he bought a huge bottle of fucking animal crackers.
That's cute.
Bitch, I was in there. Literally, I was the first one. He's like, and it's still full. And he's like, so you guys don't really like the animal crackers? I was like, sir, I was the first person with my cup full of animal crackers. What you talking about? But yeah, they all seem nice. I like my job right now. Oh. We kind of upgraded, though.
What do you mean?
Job. Kind of upgraded.
Oh, us?
Yeah.
We did. I'm actually making so much more money than I was making when I was working over there.
We live.
No offense.
Yeah, no offense, but it's just like...
Because, you know, if
I got... I feel like we worked more and live and get paid less.
Yeah, I feel like I was always there, but it's like I was never getting paid enough.
That's what I was saying. Like, I was always there. And mind you, I had, like, 4 different buildings to go to. Actually, 5.
5 days a fucking week. Remember?
Yeah. I'm like, we always there. We always do shit extra. How to deal with ignorant fucking people. And it's like, we didn't get paid that much.
Like, don't get me wrong, I liked working there.
Me too. But they were asking us for too
I was doing full time, like if she gave me that job full time.
It's not even that, because I was full time and I still wasn't making enough.
Okay, but you wasn't full time in one building. You were full time in throughout all the buildings. I'm talking about me working full time in that one building.
Yeah, but I'm saying, even if I was, like, I was full-time in different buildings and shit, I still wasn't making enough. It really wasn't, like, that's why I'm like, if they would have gave me actual, like, more hours, okay, I wouldn't say anything. And especially, we've been there for the longest, and we didn't even get a pay raise, but X, Y, and Z gets a pay raise. Make that make sense. We've been there for 4 years and we still was on the same payroll for $15 an hour.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense.
It really makes no fucking sense. But other people that worked in the same company as us got a whole raise. And they've been less there. Mind you, we picked up that person's slack.
Oof, right?
So I was confused when he, because Jason called me, and because they wanted me back, because Maria wanted us back too. And I'm just like, listen, like, yeah, y'all gonna keep paying us $15 an hour for little hours. That's not gonna pay my bills. Y'all act like I don't have bills to pay.
Right.
And especially everyone right now is backed up on their own shit. That is not gonna work out.
It's unfortunately not going to work out, you know? Like, Maria was like, oh, if you want to, I have hours, can you work, blah, blah, blah. Like, she was like, she didn't even have me on the fucking payroll anymore. She's just like, can you come in? And I'm just like, bro, I have a whole full-time job right now. Like, they're paying me, and I don't have to go to New York and get double taxed.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she did the same thing to me, and I'm just like, I'm not even working for your company. Like, literally, y'all let us go. The fuck?
Y'all let us go after 6 months. I mean, if y'all would have kept us, maybe I would have worked something out.
I think I wouldn't, because, like I said, it was just so small of a payroll.
It's like I was saying, if there were more hours in there.
First of all, if they rose our fucking pay rate, that would have been fine. With the more hours, you know. But other than that, it's like,
I don't know what to tell you guys. Because she asked me, oh, hey, can you still work these days? I'm like, I work somewhere else. Like, I literally work somewhere else. She's like, oh, okay. I'm like, you literally... And she told me, oh, I lost you guys. I'm like... Well, clearly, because you... The company's not even her, because I don't blame her. I blame is the company that didn't want to help us get a raise. Hello? Yo.
Excuse me one second.
Yo.
Yeah, sorry. I want to wear something, but you know, I want a faja.
You want to make that shit look skinny?
No, I mean, not skinny, but like...
You know what I mean.
What you mean?
Ugh. I have to do a couple of things. I'm so tired. And I gotta work tomorrow. I'm definitely gonna fall asleep mad early today.
You know when you want to wear something, but then it doesn't look right?
Yeah, sometimes.
That's how I feel right now. Like, I want to wear this dress, but does it look right? Mm.
Listen. Right now, all I'm wearing is my oversized shirt, either my uniform, and that's about it.
I know, but right now, I want to wear this dress, but I feel like a fucking potato.
And, like, I have so much outfits that I got some Shein. But it's like... I don't go anywhere. I'm so tired that I don't go anywhere.
This was for no reason. I did this for no reason.
Okay, I think we're going somewhere on Sunday, though.
Where are you going?
Probably going to go to see Venom.
Oh, I like Venom.
See, Ryan says she didn't like Venom. And I'm like, first of all, I'm not taking criticism from someone that does not know about film.
See, people like or hate Venom. Like, it's either way, honestly. Like, it can either go either way.
First of all, me and Andrew and my dad already knew they were, like, post-credits because they stated Mr. Spider-Man was going to be there. So I asked, I'm like, yo, did you stay for the post credits? No. I'm like, see, this is why I don't take your opinion on a movie. Because clearly, any fucking movie with Marvel, y'all should already know by now, there's fucking post credits. There's always post credits, especially if it's a continuance and everything is a sequence. And she said it sucked. I was like, this is what I don't take. My dad was like, pendeja.
I can't. How you walk out before the post-credit scene?
And, like, we already had a whole fucking phase where we've seen there's post-credits on every fucking Marvel movie.
And she still didn't go watch it?
Like, she literally said she left. I was like...
Fake Marvel fan.
I'm dead as not going to
watch a movie with her.
That's one. Two, I ain't gonna listen to your opinion, the fuck? Clearly you don't know no fucking movie.
Clearly you don't know a goddamn thing, so clearly.
Right. Now, if you like a movie critic like me and my dad and my brother are, then I'm like, I heard you. I'll take that in consideration, but I'll still watch it, you know.
Yeah, I like to get my own experience.
But it's like, if you have no film experience, especially in Marvel universe, how they work, and everything is connected in some certain aspect, I don't need you to say nothing. Because it'll be worthless.
Opinion, because you don't know.
Clearly. I literally told her, I'm like, so you didn't pay attention to the other Marvel movies? Oh, I didn't know. I'm like, sir.
Does Ryan even, hold on, does Ryan even know, like, the stories, like, the comics? Like,
I don't think so.
Then, I mean,
I'm not really sure. I gotta ask her, but I don't know. I do, because I was told that shit since I was little, because of my dad. My dad used to buy those since they were like a cent. That's way back in the day. But other than that, I have some still, like the old versions. Like, we call it Paquitos. Yo, I told Andrew some of it. And I think we have a Avengers book. Like, Avengers comic book that we got from Comic-Con in Michigan. Is it Michigan? I think Michigan. It's in my living room. But what I can't wait is for Wanda, though.
Yeah.
Because I'm hoping they do, like, the sequence of her, like, of her story. Especially House of M's. Yo, I love House of M's.
What do you think?
What
do you think about the movie Eternals? Like, do you want to watch it?
Oh, I'm definitely watching it.
Girl. Yeah, I want to know where the fuck they were.
First of all, it's not even that. It's that this is phase 4 and you have to watch all the movies in order to get the whole sequence.
I watch all the movies.
Like, we already seen what we're going to book. I kind of know what they're going to do it because I already read the comic books of phase 4. But I want to see how they do it. Because, you know, sometimes they switch up things. And sometimes it makes no sense when they switch up things. Because it's like, it doesn't add up, ma'am. But in order to get the whole phase 4, you have to watch all of them. Because if you just literally watch the big movie that concludes all of the phase 4, you're going to be like, what the fuck is happening? Hence why you have to see the individual movies to know what's going on. But, you know, people don't know it. Oh. Just like I can't wait for Black Panther and Guardians of the Galaxy and She-Hulk. Oh, and Hawkeye is coming to Disney Plus, I think next month or this month.
Do you ever see yourself dating someone who says that they don't like Marvel movies?
It doesn't matter to me. I'm still gonna watch it regardless, bitch. I'm my own person.
Didn't you want someone to enjoy that with?
If you don't like it, you don't like it. It don't matter to me.
I understand it's like it's a personal preference, but I'm saying, wouldn't you want to enjoy something like you already enjoy it, and wouldn't you want to share that with someone who also enjoys it?
Sure, I guess.
Okay, I guess it's for you.
Me, yeah, because like I kind of already made a like in my head, like not everyone gonna like what you like, so it's just like if you don't like it, oh well.
Of course not, but that's why some people like find people who have certain
the same interests.
Yeah,
true, but it's like there's people that do like that have the same interests, but doesn't have that the personality. I go for personality, to be honest. It's just
obviously you're not just gonna be friends with somebody just because they like something. Like I know people who like the same things as me, but I don't like them. You know,
that's a true fact. I be hating
like personal. I'm talking about personality also included. Like
if your personality doesn't add up, then I really don't care. We ain't talking.
Just. But okay, so you understand my question then?
Yeah. So then I just don't really care.
Oh, okay. So it's not something important to you. But which one? Okay. Put the importance or requirement of having that aside. Would it be something you want?
I'm 50-50. Because even if it's not a requirement, I really don't care. But then at the same time, it's like, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I'm still 50-50.
Not that it's like easily attainable, but I honestly would want that.
Okay. I'm still 50-50.
I want that because, like, you definitely enjoy things depending on the people surrounded by you. Like, you wouldn't invite someone to do something if you don't like this person.
True.
Or, like, if you're enjoying something and you want to share that moment and you look over and they're, like, so
unspoke.
They're just like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. I don't see anything wrong with that. Like, but I said I'm still 50-50. Because some things I do want to still keep to myself.
You're gatekeeping?
To give... Huh?
You're gatekeeping?
I ain't gatekeeping. I just want to enjoy shit myself, by myself, to enjoy my own company.
Oh, is that why? So you like doing things...
by myself?
Yeah.
Yes. Gives me some me time to recharge my fucking chakras and energy, spiritually, everything.
You know what? You want to know what I like doing by myself?
Oh, wow.
Watching Lucifer.
I love watching Lucifer. But, like, right now I'm trying to, like, figure out, like, to do things by myself with no one there. Like, I'm probably going to go to the Met, the museum in Central Park. I want to go by myself. Like, doing stuff yourself makes you grow in a way and not dependent on someone else. Because when we are, like, when we get into a relationship, we kind of grow into being dependent on that person. And that's something I don't want to be doing. So, doing things by myself is one thing that I like to do personally. So, that won't happen. Plus, I'm seeing Goblin, and that shit made me cry, bro.
I've never watched it.
Yo, you should watch it. It's adorable. It's sad in the beginning, you want to punch somebody in the face, but it's mad adorable.
Sad in the beginning, you want to punch somebody in the face, but you know.
Because... right, like, how you fight for someone for your best friend?
I don't want to hear about it, because I don't want it to be ruined, thank you.
You don't even know where to watch it.
It doesn't matter.
But like I said, how you fighting for your best friend? Like... let's say someone like your best friends fight for you and you just betray them. How would you feel? Because I know I would have been throwing hands by now.
I'm about to throw hands with you.
That's how I feel, so sad.
I'm gonna ship my fucking fist to your face.
I dare you. you gonna miss anyways.
I ain't missing shit.
You miss anyways.
How I miss? I never threw one at you before.
You still miss.
Whatever. You wish I miss.
You wish you connected, though. Oh. I am so tired. I need to go to sleep. I'm so fucking tired.
Just hyped up your own insult.
Right.
And then there was a moment of silence.
For your moment of death. I need to go to sleep. But we're going to end this right here. Because literally, we have like a whole hour and some change.
To recoup for this fucking Animal Crossing?
Oh, Animal Crossing? Oops, girl. I'm coming from work straight to that Nintendo. It's no joke.
You better fucking charge your shit.
Bitch, I already have my shit charged. I'm just waiting for tomorrow. Like, there's no if and buts. And I'm like I'm debating to get the Paradise one. Like, it's cheaper. It's only $25.
What are you talking? The expansion pack is like $50.
No. You didn't see Paradise?
Oh, you're gonna have to...
Animal Crossing Paradise, in which is like you're going to your job, and which is an island like a hotel, and you built, like, you get the characters to tell you what they want for their vacation homes to look like, and you decorate them.
Are you kidding me?
And then and you get like this you get money from them, and you can buy like furniture from that the gift shop that they have, and you could bring it back home, and those recipe cards, you can also use them in your island to decorate the other animals in your island's houses.
Oh my god, it's like damn you.
And they even have like, you even have like this little Hawaii red shirt, you even have a manager, you have an you become the assistant. There's a lot of shit to that. That's why it's like, they said that one's they're both coming at the same day, which is Friday.
Okay, I need this.
But that one is called Animal Crossing Paradise something.
Download content. Is it like DLC or is it like a physical copy?
I don't know. You gotta see tomorrow.
But it,
because it only says $24.99. And I was like, okay, cool.
I feel like that's a DLC.
I'm not sure, but it's connected to Animal Crossing with your own characters. So.
But I think that's it's a DLC. Because if it was like
a whole. We won't have to see tomorrow.
If it was a whole brand new game, then you'd have
to. Because I think it is it's like a brand new game, because they did have it like way back in the day when they had like the old version Animal Crossing. I'm mad hyped they actually rebooted this whole Animal Crossing shit. Because the graphics from the old one was a little bit sus.
That shit was sketchy.
It was sketchy as hell. I had that shit when I was, like, little. It was fun, don't get me wrong. But the pixels were a little bit sus. That's why when I saw they bought the frog bag in his little boat, I was like, yo, memories, childhood, yes. Because I was always wondering why they have a fucking boardwalk with no fucking boat and a frog. Like, where's my man's at? This man, you used to go on the boat, he used to fucking serenade for you while he was dropping you off in an island. Where is that man at? We got these motherfucking dodo birds on a fucking plane. They don't even serenade for us.
No, they just...
They just wink at you and be like, yo, when you finish, you can come over here. Like, come on. My man, Kaplan? Kaplan? I think that's his name. Kaplan? Little frog. Yo, he's on his little boat, managing the little boat, and then serenading for you and listening to him sing. And then he brings you to places where it snows or is a desert or a city or some shit. Yo, that man was a G. I'm happy. And then I'm glad they brought the Dream Girl back. And they made it completely different. Because in the old version, it was like a whole fucking black screen with the fucking stars. And I'm just like, am I in a black hole or some shit?
We're in the fucking Twilight Zone.
Right. But in this one, you can actually, like, go to different, like, people's dream village and shit. Or, like, celebrities' villages, and they give you gifts. I like that one.
And you could fucking keep it?
Yeah.
Because when they did this whole, like, Celeste, right? Dream address, but you couldn't bring anything back.
No, you can.
No, you can't.
Literally, yes, because I went to someone's fucking dream and they had the little machine in their front of their residence thing, and they had like different content that you can download for recipes. I took like a bunch of those shits and went back and learned all of them. Yo, we literally speaking about little kid shit.
I am a little kid.
I am too. But, yeah, we're gonna see you tomorrow because we're gonna play Animal Crossing.
Hell yeah. Fuck Dead by Daylight right now.
Oh, God.
You know Richie killed me? And he's a video of him stalking me. Until I finished the generator, and then he came through and he hit me.
I'm weak.
Then I was on the, instead of picking me up, he just left me there real quick.
I'm weak. I'ma go.
You're like, on that note, I'ma go.
I'ma just go. I'm so tired. Like, I'm gonna take a nap until later. Damn, it's already 3:42. Yo, the time has been. I'm gonna need her to slow down on these days like today. But I'm gonna go because I'm gonna have to edit this. I have to do a couple other things.
It was nice to be back.
We can do this. Well, I'm gonna do one on Sunday. I'm not sure. If I'm back early. I'm not sure. We'll see. Oh, but yeah, I'll call you in a minute.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.